From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Warplanes and naval vessels from the U.S., France, and Britain have fired missiles at three Syrian chemical weapon sites in what could be a sustained campaign against the government of President Bashar al-Assad and his supporters. Their strikes come in reaction to last week's alleged chemical attack on the Syrian city of Douma, where 40 people were killed. Syrian government has repeatedly denied any use of banned weapons. Australia's Defence Minister Maurice Payne.
The use of chemical weapons by anyone, anywhere, under any circumstances is illegal and reprehensible. The Assad regime cannot be allowed to commit such crimes with impunity. The strike was calibrated, proportionate, and targeted. It has reduced the regime's ability to use chemical weapons in the future and sends a clear and strong message that the use of chemical weapons will not be tolerated by the international community.
In the U.S. city of Los Angeles, California, several people reacted.
I'd hope that there's a longer plan in place than just a reactionary response.
I think that there's this belief that action has to be taken because it's so horrific, and I understand where that comes from, but I still think it's just not the best strategy. I think without really knowing who caused the initial attacks, which is still, to the best of everybody's knowledge, under wraps, it's just a bunch of people pointing fingers at the other person, you're really not going to know who's to blame.
Syrian ally Russia has said a military conflict could erupt if Syria is in fact attacked. One Palestinian has been killed, more than 900 others injured. This is as Israelis were repelling attacks and attempts by Palestinians in Gaza to cross into Israel. This was in hopes to end the blockade, which Israel still stands by. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump's choice to replace Rex Tillerson as the U.S. Secretary of State has been testifying before a Senate committee charged with vetting him for the job. Mike Pompeo, the current director of the Central Intelligence Agency, promises he will rebuild the State Department if he is confirmed as secretary. AP's Warren Levinson has that story.
Pompeo told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee he'll make the State Department as central to national security as the Central Intelligence Agency has been while he's been its director. He lamented the declining morale at the State Department as positions have gone unfilled.
I'll do my part to end those vacancies. I'll need your help. And I'll work every day to provide dedicated leadership and convey my faith in their work.
Pompeo also disclosed he's been interviewed by special counsel Robert Mueller as part of Mueller's investigation into Russian meddling in American elections. Despite repeated questions from committee members, he declined to give details. I'm Warren Levinson.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders has slammed fired Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey over the release of his new book due out next week.
The American people see right through the blatant lies of a self-admitted leaker. This is nothing more than a poorly executed PR stunt by Comey to desperately rehabilitate his tattered reputation and enrich his own bank account by peddling a book that belongs in the bargain bin of the fixin' section instead of being remembered as a dedicated servant in the pursuit of justice like so many of his other colleagues at the FBI.
President Trump fired Comey last May while his agency was investigating potential collusion between Mr. Trump's presidential campaign and Russia in the 2016 U.S. election. The firing led the Justice Department to appoint special counsel Robert Mueller to take over that probe. Scientists are leaving their labs and marching on Washington and more than 200 other cities around the world this Saturday, protesting government policies on issues from climate change to gun violence they say ignore scientific evidence. The march comes a year after the first ever march for science. Organizers say fears science would be sidelined is why scientists took to the streets a year ago and are continuing their efforts this year. March for Science co-organizer Caroline Weinberg says it was the start of something larger.
There's been a real wave of science advocacy, and I think that what the March for Science the first time around did was bring that to the forefront of the public's attention, that there are all these people like ready to mobilize around something so important.
And Weinberg says scientists have remained mobilized in the year since the 2017 march. A packed stadium broke out in cheers as the casket of anti-apartheid icon Winnie Mandela appeared for her official funeral. It is the highest level South Africa accords for someone who was not head of state. She was married to former South African leader Nelson Mandela, and she died on April 2nd at the age of 81. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.